This week in West Virginia history, author Fanny Kemble Johnson died in Charleston on February 15, 1950, at age 81. Born in Rockbridge County, Virginia, in 1868, she moved to West Virginia in her late 20s and began her writing career. She and her husband, Vincent Costello, moved from Charleston to Wheeling in 1907 and back to Charleston in 1917. She was known for her short stories, which were featured in such diverse publications as Ella Mae Turner's 1923 compilation, Stories and Verse of West Virginia, in the pulp magazine Weird Tales, and in some of the leading literary magazines of the 20th century, including Atlantic Monthly, Harper's, and Century. Her story, The Strange-Looking Man, was included in a collection of best stories from 1917, and her work, They Both Needed It, was featured in a best stories collection of 1918. In 2000, The Strange-Looking Man was also included in the Oxford University Press's anthology, Women's Writing in the First World War. Her one and only novel, Beloved Son, was published in 1916. It's set in the Natural Bridge area of Virginia, where Fanny Kemble Johnson was raised. For more information on Fanny Kemble Johnson, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.